Thank you, Charles. So at the height of this controversy between Nigeria and the United States, we kind of noticed there was an absence of data. There was data flying around, but most of it was coming from the United States. And then there was a lot of pushback from Nigeria. The Nigerian government concluded that that data was either faulty data or misinterpreted. And so what we did is to go into our database and attempt to come up with a disaggregation, as it were, of attacks according to locations, the 36 states of the country, plus the Federal Capital Territory. We also disaggregated those attacks on the basis of the two dominant religious affiliations in Nigeria, Christianity and Islam. But I must say this before I go into the data itself, there are probably more Christians in the organization that I founded and run. And then, of course, women and Muslims, men, that balance has been. We also are ISO certified. And so the principles of professionalism